Deborah, welcome to today's segment of Judaism, the moment you have all been waiting for. I want to go relatively quickly through some of the dinim that we have. We're up to if Yom Tes. If you remember, just the last thing that we mentioned is we put together a yesod that the Lechem V'Simla has in if Yom Tes, about how there's a fundamental difference between tliyos on Da'iraisa and tliyos on Dirabonon, that on Dirabonon we could be Taila in a more far-fetched sort of way. If you have Gimel Chalukos, you have three shirts, etc. So for a Tliya B'Dirabonon, that will help. For a Tliya on a Da'iraisa, that will not help. We also pointed out that the discussion relates to whether you have to search out a rabbi to be to paskin the shailas on some level. So can we just assume that everything isn't going to be mutter? That's an issue that I want to talk about further as we get into the shiur. But let's begin to if you test. If you test says that just like a woman is tola ba kachtoila b'beno b'bayla, just like a woman can be tola on the maka that she has, she can be tola with her son, her husband, if they were in this askabik summer when they have a maka, so then you can be tola in all these cases. That is the basic halacha. There is a discussion over here in the Pesach Tshuva quotes in Se'if Katan Lamed Beis. This idea that can be tola b'beno b'bayla, does that apply only when it's nimtza al chaluka and al basara? What about the dam is found al basara bovat? The dam is found only on her basar, so it's much more logical that it comes from her rather than it came from bino or baila and it just happened to get to her. That seems to be a discussion. It's a machlokas between the chavis das. I have to look at my notes. Machlokas between the chavis das who's machmir, but the Piskei Tshuva quotes a Sidrei Tahara, B'Shem the Prisha, who is Mekel on this question, etc. The bigger issue that comes up is as follows. The Mishnah on Nun Ches talks about Tolo B'Chodam Shecholo L'Tzvos, Shachta B'Hema Chaya B'Of Nisaska B'Ksam, Yashu B'Tzada Al-Sukim B'Av, Harga Macholas Retole, etc., etc., etc. Im yesh b'macha b'ki yicholah lehigalah hotzi dam harezu tola. If she has a macha, and the macha can be scratched and get blood out of it, then you are tola on her macha. But you are tola b'bina u'b'bayla also. The Rashash is medayek in the Mishnah that the Mishnah only speaks about macha she yicholah lehigalah on the woman herself. If it is a maka sheyicholu lehigala on the kid, so in that situation, zok the Rashash, we are not going to be megal. That's the yisod of the Rashash. Now, this issue comes up in the Pesach Tshuva, because the Pesach Tshuva quotes that the Chasam Sofer speaks about how one rav is mefakbek on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon is kishem shetola ba kach toila b'bina. That kishem sounds like it's the same tliya. That maka sheyichola lehigala is a tliya for her and on her child. There was a rav who says, what exactly is the kishem? The pashtus in the Mishnah is not like that. In other words, this rav agreed with the Rashash. So the Chasam Sofer writes that, yeah, maybe the Lashon HaMishnah is like that, but the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rai, the Lashon of the Ramban indicates that we're told on the Makash Yecholah HaHigalah even on the kid, etc. This issue might be related to a larger question of a Sveka Lahachna. No? Svek sveka lahachmir, meaning you have a maka. Suffing, is a maka maitzi dam or not? That's a suffing. If the maka is on the kid, so then suffing it got from the kid to her. Im timtza lo ima, it got from the kid to her. Well, suffik if it's a makah called ikar. Suffik if it's going to come, right? Suffik if there's really a makah. I should say it backwards. With the woman, it's a suffik, right? Suffik whether it's bleeding or not. You know there's a makah, suffik is a bleeding. With the kid, you have an additional jump. There's an additional jump because, yeah, the kid has a makah. But mehechatesi, that makah got to the woman. Even if the makah is bleeding, mehechatesi, the makah is bleeding. That is a question of a svek svek al hachmir, or some use a question that do we apply two kulas? Others say that lashon, which is just a razzle-dazzle way of saying, you know, sometimes if you're too makel, people accuse you of not learning in our yeshiva. They assume that maybe you learn somewhere else, because in our yeshiva, obviously, we're machmir, unlike so many shaylas. That was tongue-in-cheek. But the point is, this psalm sefer is really addressing the issue that the Rashash pointed out. Se'if Kof is interesting. If Kof says that there's a tliya on the din d'oraisa, a tliya on the din d'oraisa. This case is a case of a husband who has some blood that comes out derech pi ha'ama. He has this condition that he bleeds from his penis. Right after sex, she finds dam. She can be toile b'bayis. Right after sex means that's a safek d'oraisa, because maybe there is a hargasha. Maybe there's a hargasha. So we see that we can make a tzviya even on a potential d'oraisa, which is the point that the Lachem V'Simla tried to show, and we discussed it yesterday from Hilchos Dreifos. Now, of course, if I want to make a tzviya on a d'oraisa, so then it has to be a stronger tzviya. And that bepashtus is why the achron is why the shulchan aruch writes misha rogel, let's say menudam. Meaning we're not talking about a guy who face had dam one time. We're not sure. It's rogel. Now, what is rogel in halacha? Is rogel twice, or is rogel three times, or maybe rogel is more than that even? But the point is that I cannot be mekel on a d'oraisa unless I have a stronger tzliya. Right? It has to be a more likely tzliya. Now, I should note also that there are some acharonim. If you look in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, who's one of my friends, I have a lot of friends, and they all like sit next to me in the base medrash, and they're all books, no? That's the basic idea. Like, humans are hard to connect with books, much easier. But the point is, in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, he's medayik that we had three cases in the Gemara that might be a hargasha. Safeg A, Dilma Hargashas A, Dilma Hargashas Shamish, Dilma Hargashas Me Reglayim. The Lashon HaRambam is that by Hargashas A, we assume that there's Chazokah, that there was Dam, and the Dam is Mimakar Uba. That means that for the Rambam, Hargashas A is a Dairaisa. The Mishmeres HaTahara tries to argue that maybe Hargashas Shamish and Hargashas Meraglayim are not suffix on d'oraisa. Maybe it's not a full-fledged suffix. If that diuk is correct, so then Hasvar no senes that I can be more makel on the tliya here in Se'if Kof. One of the issues that comes up is, which I think is telling in this hakira, is the Piskei Tshuvan Oslamed Dalet. Piskei Tshuva quotes a Tshuva the Maharit. The Maharit says that the woman 2 or 3 days after sex sees blood, so we can still attribute it to the blood from the husband. There's going to be a halacha that we'll discuss later on the year of Poleta Shechazera, right? It's the opposite of the Roach Motel. No, the Roach Motel is that what goes in ain't going to come out. Poleta Shechazera is that what goes in comes out. Right, so the Zera went in and the Zera comes out. And the Zera can come out within 2 or 3 days, it says in Halacha. So if red stuff comes out 3 days later, you can attribute it to the husband who we know urinates red on. Not urinates. And we know that the husband has red that comes up. By the way, red that comes up from the husband is most often, if you don't know this, Baruch Hashem, a kidney stone. Right? Most often, kidney stones are red that you should not know from it. It's mamish, a makah. Well, it's actually a makah haksuba b'toyga, because it could be that Avimelech, right, got kidney stones. But that's, it ain't good. It ain't good. But the Kitzar Ma'aseh, the Pisgei Tshuva says you could be toyga until 2 or 3 days after. Maybe her paletza shechazera is, which is red, is going, she sees red. Maybe it's paletza shechazera and it's blood from the husband. It seems to me that that's a little more far-fetched, and we should not be able to be toyga on that if it's a doiraisa. Again, it's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly what we can be toyga on. Similarly, let's say the husband has a condition that's yechola lehigala lohoitzidam. It's not clear whether we'd be toyga. It seems to me that it is dependent on these hakiras that we just mentioned. Sifchot Aleph is a simple case in terms of a woman finds some dam in the back of her clothing. We assume that it came from the maka, which is in the front of her body, and you could be toila on that. Not that exciting. Again, bismanehem, the begodim moved around, as opposed to our begodim, which don't. Now, the thing that is worth, maybe Gershon, you're into these types of things, the thing that's worth investigating is as follows. Our begodim are completely different than their begodim, right? The last couple of days, we've been speaking about the yisod of the Shevet HaLevi, that today, women wear tight-fitting underpants, and therefore these tliyas don't apply. Well, what exactly were they wearing at the time that Rabbi Yosef Karo authored the Shulchan Aruch? What did women's clothing look like? Right, the Gemara tells me in Bava Kamma that one of the takanas of Ezra was ha'isha chogeres sinar, that women should wear some sort of undergarments. No, what did those undergarments look like? What did they look like in this man of Shas? What did they look like in this man of Shulchan Aruch? The fact that all the dinim and Shas are just quoted, right, in the Rambam and from the Rambam to the Shulchan Aruch gives you the impression of one of two things. Either their type of clothing is the same as the type of clothing in Shas. Alternatively, that the Shevet HaLevi is wrong. Right? Alternatively, that maybe we don't say this svara, that because the clothing is different, right? Maybe it's like a fixed halacha. I don't know. I am not sure. It is worth investigating the type. Right? Can I give you homework? This is everything you like. Right? Can you investigate the type of clothing that they wore, let's say, in the 16th and 17th century, and how that compared to the type of clothing in the 4th century, right? The type of clothing in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, 4th century, 7th century, whatever you want to say. Adkan there. That's if Chot Al, Sif Chot Beis. Safek gavra b'shuk shel tabachim, o yoshua b'sadim is asking, then you're not toila. Meaning, a tliya has to be that you know she went in the shuk shel tabachim. If she's not sure she went in the shuk shel tabachim, that's called a safek tliya. A safek tliya we don't do. What's a pshat? We don't do a safek tliya. The pshat is that it's really a svek svega. Every tliya is a safek. Maybe the dam came from her. Maybe the dam came mimakom acher. Reva fahatzalo yamod mimakom acher. Right, that the thing that's matzil of the ksumim is coming from the outside. Maybe it's from her. Maybe it's from the outside. Well, if it's suffik of Rav Shuk Shal Tabachim, that's called the svek sveka lahachmir. Maybe she didn't go, and even if she went, maybe the dam is from her. Maybe the dam is from the outside. So that's the lashon of the Sefer Arzarua, actually, that is ends up making it to Shulchan Aruch. That Safek Avra is a Svek Svek Olahachmir. However, if the minig in your community is that the Tabachim sometimes Shech here, sometimes there, there's no specific Shukshel Tabachim. So in that case, the entire Shtetl is considered to be a Makoim Shel Tabachim, and then the assumption is that you are tolav on it. If you remember years ago, they had that massacre in Mumbai, India, right? That Lubavitch fellow was killed. So one of the things that they said about him was that every day he would go to a street in Mumbai and he'd buy chickens and he'd check them. They had a shukshal tabachim. That's what it is. It was a shukshal tabachim. Oh, okay, so that is, pardon me, that is Sif Chaf Beis. Sif Chaf Gimel tells me that if a woman's in Aska Be'edayim and you find Shachar, so then you're not Tolev. Edom B'Shachar, you're not Tolev. But Edom Be'edom, Shachar B'Shachar, you are Tolev. Now, a few things that are worth investigating. The Gemara tells me, your test, that there's fundamentally four colors that are Tmei by an Isha. Four different shades of red. Shachar, Edom Hu Ela Shalakam. Black is fundamentally red, but it got messed up, right? We gave the mashal about if you're a nail biter, Rahman wants one. So the corners of your nails, you'll have like stuff that looks black. Right? That's Edom Ela Shalakam. Blood changes to from red to black. So Nishama Tasha Elah. How come this ask of Edom Enotala B'Shachar? Why don't I assume that the Edom that she was Nisaskable, the red that she used, became Shachar over time? So some say, well, maybe only human blood goes from red to black. Animal blood or the like doesn't go from red to black. Or it's Seva doesn't go from red to black. Okay, Seva, I think for sure, doesn't go from red to black. I don't really think that animal blood should be fundamentally different than human blood. It could be that the pshat in dam is shofar, is edom hu el shalaka. Maybe the pshat is, and we'll have to discuss this later on in some quick peches, when we learn the dinim of colors, does the blood change after it left the body? Or does the blood change in the body? You see, blood, when it is in the body, if it changed, so then Hasvara no senes, that what? That it could be, that's what emerged from her. Right? And it could be that's going to be tummy. It could be that the blood after up the body won't really change. And we said a Svara, if you remember, about how black doesn't really exist, that if you take a scalpel and you chip away at the black, you end up seeing lots of brown, right? I call this the Coca-Cola Svara. Right? The Coke looks black in the bottle, but each drop of Coke looks brown. My understanding is that if you would, I don't recommend that you do this, if you're a nail biter and you have black stuff in the corner of your nails, if you would like scalpel it away, it would be layers and layers of red. No? So that taka is red. But it could be that other types of red don't ever really change, and that could be a different, and that could be a different din. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach will discuss it in Kuf Pei Ches, has a shaila. Let's say you could inject a dye into the woman to make her menstrual blood come out like it's green, which would be tomato. Now, don't think this is like science fiction. There are such stuff. Right? This could be the greatest thing ever. We could get rid of Dine Nida Bisman Hazeh. So that's already an interesting thing. It's totally in how we understand these dinim of Edom, the Edom which we are Tola, Edom B'Shachar, we're not Tola. Hagon Reb Akiva Eger over here is bothered by the Kasha. This ask of the Edom that you're Tola B'Shachar, the Pashtus means that she's using some tseva, she's using some red dye. Right? We're now talking about Edom. Shachar be'Edom be'Edom, we are told. So Kiva Eger asks that the Mishnayos on Samach Aleph Samach Beis have a discussion about Ha'avaras Zayin Samamana. There's a discussion, this makes it to Lamed Aleph later on. Ha'avaras Zayin Samamana is a way of determining if something is blood or something is tzeva. We don't do Havar Zayin Samamanim Bisman Hazeh because we don't know what those Zayin Samamanim are. The Gra writes already, he's Mitzayin, a Rashi and Shabbos, where Rashi comments on one of those things, which is Zayin Samamanim, Rashi writes, Lo is Parish one. We don't know what it is. That means, according to the Gain, the Makar for not knowing what the Zayin Samamanim are is already Talmudic, assuming that Rashi's comment on the Talmud is the actual pshat in the Talmud. Oh, so Rabbi Kiveger says, how is it that Edom be'Edom you are Tamla? V'cha'ira, she's using Dai. We should theoretically be able to distinguish between Dai and blood with Havar Zayin Samamanim. It happens, Bizman Hazeh, we can't. So that's what's called a Safeg Chesaron Yediyah. We don't know the demon. Or we don't know the ability. Not we don't know the demon. We don't know, we can't identify the Samamanim. Safeg Chesaron Yediyah, it says in Siman Tzadi Chesav Yeridei Se'if Gimel, that Safeg Chesaron Yediyah is not a Safeg. We have Dinim Yeridei, that let's say some Cholov falls into Basar. So if I know that there is roish, it's only a problem midrabanan. If I don't have shishim, so then it's osir midrabanan, let's say. It's not osir minatayra, it's osir midrabanan, you know you have roish. If it's nishpah, if that part of pshalan falls away, so in that case, by nishpah, we can't figure out what it was, and then I will be make on safik drabanan lahako. However, if I'm not sure how much milk fell into the pot, so in that case, zuk the rashba, you can't be makel because it is a safek chisarin yediyah. And the way the rashba says it, it's mamish like a frightening expression, das shotim inodas. Oh yeah, so you don't know about it. Bistu ashaita, right? You don't know how much cholov fell in your pot. Bistu ashaita, das shotim inodas. In the case where it's nishpach, there's no way of knowing anymore. But in the case where it's lefanenu, figure it out. Centrifuge it. I don't know what you do. That's right to me, no, that's.
Isn't it every suffix that there's always at least some fact that you're...
So in most, so according to this yesod, something is only a bona fide suffix if you, right? If theoretically it... if it can't be resolved, that's a suffix. But it's a suffix that theoretically could be resolved, and you decide not to resolve it. That's not a suffix. That's dashotim. You could theoretically be mevarid the suffix. You decide not to. That's dashotim. So, how I deal with this question, whether dashotim is das or not, is very relevant for these halachos. Sif lamadal, it's all about dashotim and das. That the reason why Bizman Hazeh I'm not Torah on Dai is because I don't know Akshav Inlam Havar Zayim Samamanim, Mepnesha Inu Anu Baki and the Mixas Mishmosam, therefore I'm Machmir and Siflam et al. That means we're assuming Das Shaitim. That means not only am I assuming Das Shaitim is not Das, that Suffik Chesaron Yediyah doesn't count as a Suffik, but even if something is a Chesaron Yediyah, Lechol Ha'olam, even if nobody knows, no one knows the Zayin Samamanim. Why not? Because already in Talmudic times, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, who died in 1797, tells us, even in Talmudic times, no one knew what the Zayin Samamanim are. That means that Safik Chesaron Yediyah L'chol Ha'olam is also Das Shaitim. That's the opinion of the Shach in Yerida Esmet Tzadik HaSef Gimel. The Taz, however, assumes that you can't say the entire world are idiots. No, you're driving on the highway. How come all these idiots are coming towards me? Right? What's going on? Right? You can't say the whole world is an idiot, says the Taz. If it's a Safeg L'kol Ha'ilam, you can't say Das Shaitim Eino Das, because nobody knows. The impression that you get from Siman Kuf Tzadi, Se'if Lamed Aleph, and from the Gregor and Se'if Chaf Gimel, is that we're assuming Das Shaitim Einai Das, even if it's a Shaila L'chol Ha'olam. against the Taz. The state chemed in a ma'arocha somewhere, I have the ma'arocha in my pocket, I just don't remember exactly where it is offhand. The state chemed, which Chacham Ovadia Yosef quotes over here in the Sefer Tara Sabayis, says he has a very simple raya that das shaitim is not applied to suffik v'kol ha'olam. If nobody knows, that's not called das shaitim. It's not a suffik chasar yediyah. His raya is called bein hashmashos. Let's be honest. Like, why is bein hashmashos really a suffik? The real answer is because we have no idea. We don't know what bein hashmashos looks like. We don't know when shkia really is. Is it the first shkia? New York Times shkia? Is it the shkia of the Rabbeinu Tam, like 58 minutes after shkia? We don't know bein hashmashos suffik yom suffik laila. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So if that's the case, if nobody knows, right, and we still treat bein hashmashos like a suffik, so zok chacham Ovadia, we see that a suffik l'chol ha'olam is not called das shaitim. It's not called the suffik for sarin yediya that doesn't have the din of the suffik. We treat bein hashmashos like a bona fide suffik. Does that mean that a suffik chesarin yediya l'chol ha'olam is not called a suffik chesarin yediya?
Does
that
always say that?
Ah, speak louder. Yes.
That I think the
process
of
Shad
Bein Hashmashos
is that it's really both. Nachon. In other words, there's no raya from Bein Hashmashos. Years ago, we did a perm spiel in yeshiva with a guy trying to get into Kol HaOyon, and a guy tried to say over the Shtikla Torah that Bein Hashmashos is a totally different type of suffix than anything else. It's not something that you don't know. It's a suffix that is both together. And like all the rabbis were saying, I don't really understand that. And that was like a perm spiel. Actually, it wasn't that funny if you think about it. But the point is, yeah, if you hold like the Ritva in Yuma, as that you saw, that Bein Hashmashos is a suffix because it's overlapping Yom and Laila, right? So in that situation, we should not, it would be a different type of suffix. However, Bizman Hazeh, that very often Achreinim are making any Shaila Bizman Hayom. Like yesterday, someone asked me a Shaila about how it was 15 minutes after Shkia, he didn't know about, he hadn't yet daven Mincha, what should he do? Should he wait and daven Tashlumin, right, for Mincha at Meir's time, or should he daven Mincha then? So, okay, 15 minutes after Shkia is basically a spek sveka, no? You have the Rabbeinu Tam, you can't ignore the Rabbeinu Tam at his father Yom. And even in Tum Tzolaymar, that we don't tell like the Rabbeinu Tam, like normative Judaism, but 15 minutes after Shkia, but Pashtus is still Bein Hashmashos. Until you reach like 22 minutes after Shkia, Pashtus is you're in Bein Hashmashos. So that's a Svek Sveka. Chacham Ovadia Yosef lives his life on Svek one. Whatever, he's no longer alive with Avoneinu. But his entire Yesod was based on Svek Sveka's Adkan. The Raya of the state chemin of Chacham Ovadia, I think, is a questionable Raya. The Gemara tells me it makes it to Shulchan Aruch Seif Kofdalen that a Tarnagolas has komine damim. There's red and there's black and there is karkum, which is like some sort of mixture. You shecht it, it's this color. You squeeze it, it's that color, whatever it is. That means, says the Goyim Marshal, you only do one mice, you only do a shkita, so you can be tola only on the red. Seif Kofdalen is an interesting din. If you have two women, when this ask of the Tzipor Echem, you already reference this in context of the Sidre Tahara's Raya, or attempted Raya for the Shir of Ksamim. Two women who are being misasik in one bird. The bird has a sela of dam. You find dam on both women. So they're both tame. I can't say that Yenta is Tahira and Vashka is tame. I can't say Vashka is tame, Yenta is Tahira. I don't know which is which. Mehita Tesi, Yenta or Vashka. So in that situation, what we do is we say they are both coming. Okay, grand. The question, however, is what exactly is the scenario? So the Taz in Eis Yud Zayin, Mamish goes to town. And the Taz quotes from the Shver, he quotes from his Bach, that the Bach says that the only time you have to be Mahmir is if it's button lefoneinu lishol bevasatas. The two women come to ask the shaila at the same time. Because in that situation, it's like inherent stereo. Both Yenta and Dvashka show up, right? Meheta Taisei, that Yenta is Mutaris, Dvashka is Asura. It doesn't make any sense, right? The issue is only when they come at the same time. But if it's Zah Ahar Zah, it's going to be on the Tahar, says the Bach. And the Bach's proof, of course, is from the famous Sugya of Shnei Shvilim, the Sefas Psachim. When you have like little rodents and they run into homes, right? And you don't know which house they went into. So the din is that if it's Bon Lishol B'Vasachas, it's Tomei. Bon Lishol Zah Ahar Zah, it's going to be okay. That seems to be the halacha. So the Bach says, we apply it in Gansim. Some of the Taz, no, you can't apply the Sugya of Shnei Shvilin to our case. Because in the case of Shnei Shvilin, there's a shaila whether there is an Issa. Right? Suffolk all, Suffolk lo all. Did the rodent go into the house and schlep chametz? Or did the rodent not go in? Right? Went to that house or this house, you don't know if it went in at all. In our case, there is a bona fide suffix. My shaila is, do I have a tliya? A tliya, says the Taz, is different than the case of Shnei Shvilin. Because by a tliya, what I'm doing is I'm taking that proposed or supposed iser and I'm removing it, I'm withdrawing it, al yidei bringing something else, right? And attributing, right? Fundamentally, there should be tuma here. No, I bust. What I'm doing is I am dragging that tumah out. I lay the tliya. Says the Taz, in Kainim hadvarim. So even b'zeh achar zeh, you should be machmir. Even if Yenta shows up first time and Vashka shows up after, you should be machmir. That is the opinion of the Taz. Meshach and the Nekudas HaKesef takes strong issue with the Taz, and he is maskim with the Bach, as is the Torah's Hashlamim. In Chacha, in Levadei HaSholchan, he's inclined that the Taz is correct. However, he feels that Tosfos agrees with the with the Taz. Everyone talks again. If you look through the Bach and the Taz, they're all quoting the same Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos. And the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Taptosis Nun Kasana Beis, the Bryce Irish and the Skasa Batsipur, Zahar Zeb, the Empice and the Shalas Havishona, Hayinu Mitarimosa, Hoyo Venus Aska. Bishvil Chaverta Anu Mitamin Harishaina Shihitahira Gemura Gamma Maila. So what exactly is the case? Is the case that they are in this Asku Zaharza? Do you read the Taisvis that first one of them played with the bird and the other one played with the bird? Or is the way to read the Taisvis that the Shaila is whether they come to the rabbi Zaharza together? That seems to be my focus between the Shach and the Taz, how you read the Taisvis. Rav Cohen points out he thinks the reading of Tosfos is very clear, like the Taz. He paskins like the Taz. In the Chavis Das, the Nesivis, he brings a great raya to the sugya. You know, there is another case that is doma to the Shnei Shvilin. There's a Gemara in Ksubas on Chav Zayin about the case of Machbua. Basically, if you have a group of goyim who invade the city, so the assumption is that they defiled all of the women, and therefore the women are asuros l'koyim. They're all considered shavuya, which is asura l'koyim. If there's a machbua in town, if there is a hiding place, and the goyim didn't get into the dungeon at the bottom of this street or whatever, so then that machbua could be matzales on kol ha-noshim. Because we could naman that every isha, you have a shayla on every woman, that every woman is tohira because ken zayin that she was in the machbua. The Gemara over there is medameit to the case of Shnei Shvilin. The Gemara says that the case of Machbua is doma to the shnei shavim, and therefore you cannot be tayyar. Therefore, it's going to be tayyar. That's what the Gemara says. Now, in that case of the machbua, l'cha'ira, they're coming to ask one after the other. It's not that they're all coming to ask the shayla together. They're coming to ask one right after the other. You can't say that the reason why we're megal on that case is because bishvuya hekilu, we want the women to be tahira, because the gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Daled applies this case of machbua to a case of karkoim, meaning to say there's a certain dish that the goyim or the yidin, let's say the goyim prepare the dish and they add yayin to it. If you know that there is one person in town who prepares the dish without yayin, you can assume that any karkoim that you buy is going to be okay. Just like in machbua, you can assume that every woman was going to be hidden. That's the, so also every karkom we could assume does not have yayin in it. Now, the taz is you cite that if you have a cheskas iser, but you have a tliya to pull it away, so I am more machmir, and I assume that zeh achar zeh is also problematic. L'cha'ira, that's doma, says the Chavistas, to the case of machbua. Because the town was invaded by the evil barbarians. There's a cheskas iser on every woman. You want to nem arayis. You want to take away the cheskas iser, i.e. the functional equivalent of a tliya. And even so, in that case, right, we assume that it's only problematic if it's bo lishoel ka'achas. But b'zachar zeh, it's going to be mutter. So you see that the taz is cheshben, that if something is presumed usr, you just have a tliya to take the isr away, so therefore it is going to be usr b'zachar zeh as well. You get the impression from the Gemara, not like that. That's the Chavis Das's raya. That's already getting involved in interesting sugyas, right? You wouldn't think that in Hilchos Nida we'd end up like being with Falfel and all these dima of Shnei Shvilim, etc. Okay, so if Chaf Vav and Chaf Zayin talk about that, if a woman's nisaska with a gris, and then you find Shnei Grisim, you could be toile one gris on the stuff she was nisaska by, and the other gris you'll be toile the macholas. The Ramah writes, Yesh Machmirim. The Yesh Machmirim of the Ramah is understood by the Shach and by the other Achronim to be because it's highly unlikely. What's going on? You have a stain here the size of two grisim. You're going to say that one gris is Macholas and the other gris is the stuff she was Nisaskabo? That is what we call in Yiddish far-fetched. It's not likely. So therefore, the Ramah is Machmir in this case. Nonetheless, yeshlis mochamekilin de b'ksumim shomim mohakel. Nonetheless, because it is a din rabbanan and ksumim or mekel, so therefore we will assume the far-fetched type of tliya. That should emerge that if it's a shayla b'dayraisa, potentially we could not be mekel in this case. Everyone agrees that if that episode happens twice, let's say you have a woman who's nisaska with kesem one, and then she's nisaska with a little bit of dam one time, the amount of macholas. Then she's nisaska with the second dam, the amount of macholas. And you find, let's say, three macholases. So in that case, it's mamish far-fetched, no? That each time she's nisaska, it ends up in exactly the same place. And the macholas ends up there, exactly the same case. So Reb Akiva Eger feels that in that case, you have to be machmir. We also have a case of a woman that's asked a bit, tachais migris, and you find the gris, we can attribute the amount that she was misaska to what she was misaska with, and everything else is going to be treated like a macholas, it's going to be okay. The Rambam writes that if we're not sure how much dam she was in this asko with, so then we are going to be this asko b'dam in yoda asko kama aslin and lapula. Then we go lahatlo. We're not sure how much dam there was. That's a little bit difficult, no? Isn't that a case of a suffig tliya? And we're not mako on a suffig tliya? So you have to say that this is different than the suffig tliya case of suffig ol, suffig lo ol. Suffig avra b'shuk shatabok and suffig lo avra. In that case, it's mamash asfek sveka. Over here, it's basically one suffig in halacha. But any, right, the one suffig is whether that I can attribute the dam or not. You know she was playing with some red stuff. So in that case, for some reason, we are going to be mako, and we assume that it is okay. That takes us to se'if chafes, where you find a kina that's mu'ucha, you find a bug that's mamish squished over there. You can assume that the dam came from the bug, and even if you have two grisim, you could be titled one on the bug that you found and one on some other bug. We'll just conclude with this. The Shevet HaLevi and the Five Cohen both have the same argument, that these cases that we mentioned, that you have a bug in your toilet, the Chayre, these are full-fledged tweels. You're assuming that the dam came from the bug which is in front of you. If that's the case, so we don't have more than the shear of bugs, bizman hazeh, right? Remember that discussion of Pesach Tshuva quoted from the Urayim, that our bugs today are much smaller than the bugs used to be? But ha'ora, if you want to say that the bug that squished is one tzviya, so you can't say, oh, the bug that squished is a tzviya, and I'm going to go 19 millimeters with a bug that squished. Because a bug that squished ain't no 19 millimeters, right? We said that's 5 or 6. Right? So it's not reasonable to give you a total of 38. It's only reasonable to give you a total of 24. Right? So that's already an interesting ha'ara that, again, these shailas don't really come up in the normal sense. The only time they come up is what it says in Shulchan Aruch somewhere over here, that if you live in a town, Sif Chav Tes, if you live in a town where there's a lot of bed bugs, right, this should not happen. If you have bed bugs, call your landlord immediately. But if you live in an area where there's bed bugs, you can be toilet ad ketormos. Right? So in those cases, some of the dinim as well apply. But in those cases also, right, l'cha'ira, it's only a regular tzliya, which means you have to base yourself on the shear of dam that comes out from a pish-pish, from a bed bug on its own. We're not going to say a full-fledged tliya that you always get the shear of a tormos, whatever that is. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations, jokes? In Chav Zayin, which case? If we're not sure how much she was toiling, the toiling. So the cheshbon over there is that it's unlike the din and sifkof days or whatever, that we're not sure if she went in, where it's mamish a spek sveka. Over here, we treat it like it's one suffix because we know she was playing with the dam. Again, these cases are not always so simple. I think actually we covered Sif Lamed and Lamed Aleph already. Sif Lamed we spoke about yesterday in terms of Ein Sarf LaHakef. If you look, by the way, in the tour, he quotes a daya that we are not Taila Bizman Hazeh at all on Tzva'im, because you're only Taila when it's Vadai, since we don't know colors today. Right? Like we spoke about, we're not sure. There are four colors that are forbidden according to the Mishnah. We treat all reds like it's a problem. So if we don't know colors, you can't know colors l'hakel either. That's what the Torah quotes. But the Torah rejects that opinion. L'maisa, we do tliyas today. It's an interesting idea, though, whether we say ein anu yodim l'hachmiris. right? Or we only say Bahakel, right? Again, in the context of the Rabbanans, when I say Ein Anu Yodim, right? Now I don't know the colors, right? So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that we are Taila. How come it's not a suffix for Sarin Yudea? How come we don't assume it's Das Shreitim? You don't know the colors, Bistu Ashreita. Apparently no one says this. I've been working for a very long time. Usually I do this in my Yerideya Shibarim. Like, what exactly are the parameters of Das Shreitim? I don't know why my lack of knowing colors Mitchila is a full-fledged suffix, but my lack of Havaras Samimonim is a Das Shreitim issue. That's something I am uncertain of. Right? But Chaira, if the suffix is just because people used to know and now I don't know. Right? So it seems to me that it's very hard to. I would argue that from Rihatov, the Ramban is correct, or this phantom version of the Ramban who says that we are not Ta'ila at all, Bisman Hazeh. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day. Be blessed.